So, Golok includes, there is Narayan Lok is in the vicinity, and Narayan is part of Krishna, and Shiva also wants to reside in this Golok. He is also a devotee of Krishna. Nimnaganam yatha Ganga Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu. And there are a few others. This is a statement from the 12th canto of Bhagavatam. There it says, like Nimnaga. Nimna means down, Ga means to go. One who goes down. Who goes down from top to bottom? From upwards to downwards, who goes? Who goes down? River goes down. Like Gangotri goes from Ganga, which is the top of Himalayas, to where does it end? At Ganga Sagar. This is in Bengal, where Ganga meets the Sagar, the ocean, the Bay of Bengal. That place is called Ganga Sagar. So Ganga on this planet travels from Gangotri to Ganga Sagar. So Gangotri is at the top level, Ganga Sagar is at the sea level, zero level. So instead of calling river in a straight manner river, Bhagavatam has described Nimnaga. So just like of all the Nimnagas, of all the rivers, the Ganga is the topmost. Similarly, of all the Vaishnavas, Shambhu. Vaishnava nam yatha Shambhu. You understand? Like a position of Ganga is the topmost amongst all the rivers. Similarly, Shiva's position is the topmost amongst the Vaishnavas. So he resides, he'll also like to reside in Braj. So today we are going to Kedarnath. Shiva is residing there. In few days we'll go to Nandagram. That whole hill is Shiva. Shiva is residing in Nandagram. That hill is Shiva. And he is holding the entire gram, the village of Nanda Maharaj. Also Mathura, we did Parikrama, and Shiva is there as Digpal. Did you get the names? There are four Digpalas. Don't look into the notes. And you are saying three. Pipaleshwar. Pipaleshwar is in the east. Rangeshwar is in the south. Bhuteshwar is in the west. And Gokarneshwar is in the north. That's the order. And then there are Kshetrapalas. This is Shiva we're talking about. Shiva is in Vrindavan. He's called Gopeshwar. Shiva is in Govardhan, called Chakleshwar or Chakreshwar. Shiva is in, will be going, in Nandagram is Nandeshwar. And in Kamban is Kameshwar. So like that, he's also in different parts of Braj. He's Kshetrapal, he's protecting this town. And Mathura is Digpal, he's protecting the directions of Mathura Puri. So like this, we do come across Shiva. Different places in Braj. He was very much there to witness the The appearance of Lord Krishna, when we went into the prison house of Kamsa where Lord Krishna took birth, we saw that the demigods like a Brahma and Shiva, they're trying to look through the windows, through some holes. They are there trying to take darshan. Sudur darsham idam rupam.
Drishtavanasi
anmama. Devahapi asya rupasya
nityam darshan.
Nityam darshana kamshinaha. This is a statement of Krishna from 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Lord said, this form is so beautiful. And at the same time, Krishna form, sudur darsham, very, very beautiful. It is so very beautiful that devahapi asya rupasya, even the demigods, nitya kamshinaha, they're eternally aspiring. And the demigods are aspiring. When will that day come in my life so that I could see Krishna? Even demigods are aspiring to see this beautiful form, which you, Arjuna, now seeing this form, this is a very rare form. Sudur darsham idam rupam yanma drishtavan si. Drishtavan si. Now you are seeing my form. This. Shiva is one of the devotees of Krishna. He's playing that role. So just meditate on some of these points so that you have clear understanding of position of Shiva. But at the same time, he is not Jiva. Like you and me, we are Jivas. Shiva is not a Jiva. That we will know as we read this beginning part of this chapter. The personal features can be divided into two. One feature is covered, the other feature is manifested. When Krishna is covered by different kinds of dress, his personal feature is covered. There is an example of his covered personal feature in Srimad Bhagavatam. In connection with his Dwarka Leela, his residence in Dwarka as its king, sometimes Lord Krishna began to play by dressing himself like a woman. Seeing this form, Uddhava said, how wonderful! It is my ecstatic love, exactly as Lord Krishna does. I think she must be Krishna covered by dress of a... One devotee praised the bodily features of Krishna when he saw... Buttermilk is more attractive than this nectar of devotion. Or you would better appreciate nectar of devotion after nectar in the form of buttermilk. One devotee praised the bodily features of Krishna when he saw Lord in his manifested personal feature. He exclaimed, how wonderful is the personal feature of Lord Krishna! How his neck is just like a cow shell. Kambu Griva. The neck of Krishna is described as Kambu Griva, cow shell. And neck of Shiva is called Neelakant. Bluish in color. Why bluish? Where did you find that? Someone fed him poison? Food poison? Ocean. Yes, when the churning took place, the first thing that emerged was the poison. And everyone, including all the demigods, they approached Shiva. And he was very kind to drink the poison. And he is holding that in his throat. The result, his throat has become bluish in color. He is Nilakant. We told you the other day how his wife is called Gangadhar. Now we are telling you why he's called Nilakant. He's also known as Chandrasekhar. Because he's holding a little moon in his head. Because when he took this poison, it became kind of hot. So to have a cooling effect, he was given that moon, which also came from this churning. Moon is cool, so he's holding for Chandrasekhar. Chandrasekhar, Gangadhar, Nilakant, like that. Ashutosh. Ashu. Ashu means?
Quickly.
Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadahi Tukam. Ashu, quickly. As you take to devotional service, Janayati, something is produced. Ashu, quickly. Two things are quickly produced. What are those two things? Jnanam, Vairagya. Knowledge and detachment are the byproducts of Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. As you perform devotional service, quickly there is Jnana and Vairagya. So Ashutosh. Tosh means? The Santosh, huh? Satisfaction, pleasure. Ashutosh means one who is very quickly pleased. Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita that karmana siddhim kamkshanta karmana siddhim bhajante iha devata kshipram hi manuse loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Kshipram meaning quickly, ashu. So Krishna is confirming his demigods are worshipped by those who are aspiring for some success in different undertakings, and kshipram hi manuse loke siddhir bhavati. They attain perfection, quickly attain perfection by the grace of demigods, but in material things. Demigods, they are in charge of matter, material world, different departments. Shiva is also in charge like that. He is in charge of three shakti. His goodness, passion, the entire material world. And his wife is there to assist. Who is she? Durga. Durga. This material world is compared to Durg. Durg means fort. And then Durga is there. Durga also means something that is very difficult to cross over. To go beyond this is very difficult. Very difficult, very tough. So different names. We should try to understand the meaning, why this name. Why is he called Ashutosh? Why is he called Gangadhar? Why is he Kambukri? Why is he Chakrapani? Why is he
Shulapani?
Trishulapani.
Trishul.
Shiva is called also Shulapani. Shul, you know Trishul? Trident. And Krishna is called Chakrapani. Pani means hand. Pani means not water here. Pani. His hand. So Lord Krishna has chakra, so it's called Chakrapani. Also Chakradhar, holder of chakra. Sudarshan chakra. Very beautiful. Round, and it has 1,000 spokes.
Blades.
Not blades. Spokes. Not teeth. Like a bicycle has the rim is there, and then axle is there, and those spokes, right? There's 1,000 spokes.
No, that is disc actually. So that's in disc. No spokes. There are blades.
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 R is so outside, yes. But inside also.
No, that is
disc. Complete solid.
Yeah, disc.
Prabhupada used
that
also
the spokes. That is disc.
Yeah, we read it as spokes. So it is. It has like a teeth from outside.
Teeth or blades. R, cutting the edge. R is cutting the edge.
Okay, 1,000 of those. So it has name what? Sahasra?
Sahasrar.
That chakra, Sudarshan chakra, has another name. Sahasrar. Sahasra means 1,000. Like a Sahasranam. Vishnu Sahasranam. 1,000 names of Vishnu. Radha Sahasranam. Did you ever hear that? In Brahma Vaivarta Puran, there is Radha Sahasranam. 1,000 names of Radha. We have them with us if you want to take a look at 1,000 names of Radha. Jita Mitra Prabhu could produce all 1,000 names. And then there is also 1,000 names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a Gauranga Sahasranam. There's a Gauranga Sahasranam, there's a Radha Sahasranam, there's Vishnu Sahasranam.
Gopal Sahasranam.
There's a Gopal Sahasranam also.
Krishna Sahasranam.
So there's no dearth of names. Unlimited names. But this list of 1,000, just to give sample. Krishna only married 16,000 wives. That is not the limit. Krishna could have married many more, millions. But he just married 16,000. Only 16,000. So that's Krishna. He's unlimited.
He's called Trinetra.
Shiva is called Trinetra. He has three eyes. He opens sometimes his third eye, as he did when he wanted to burn Kamdev. He's also known as Tripurari. He's the enemy of Tripura. The whole story. His body, his eyes are so beautiful as though they themselves were encountering the beauty of a lotus flower. His body just like tamal tree, very blackish. That tree in the courtyard of Krishna Balaram temple, that is tamal tree. His head is protected by a canopy of hair. There are the marks of Srivatsa on his chest, and he is holding his conch shell. By such beautiful bodily features, the enemy of the demon Madhu, Madhusudan, has appeared so pleasing that he can bestow upon me the transcendental bliss simply by my seeing his transcendental qualities. Srila Rupa Goswami, after consulting various scriptures, has enumerated the transcendental qualities of Krishna as follows. One, what is the first quality? Beautiful. It's beautiful. The beautiful features of the entire body. Two, marked with all auspicious characteristics. Three, extremely pleasing. Now this book, this chapter does explain, goes over each quality of Krishna. There's a paragraph or two to explain, to elaborate upon this. So we won't do that. But you could, we are advise you to carry Nectar of Devotion. So if you have, we could borrow this one or some other Nectar of Devotion to get more details. Four, effulgent. Five, strong. Six, ever youthful. Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavvanam Chah. He is Adi Purush. At the same time, he is what? Navayavvanam Chah. He is ever youthful. You will never see him. Don't bring him in the middle. What is he trying to do?
Right?
Oh, that is his temple? Take a note. Jaga karo, jaga karo. I thought he was bringing a bucket of buttermilk. Butter up. Seven, wonderful linguist. He can even speak the language of the birds. Eighth, truthful. But some gopis call him liar. Ninth, talks pleasingly. Tenth, fluent. 11th, highly learned. Vedesha sarver aham eva vedya. Vedanta. I know the Vedas, I have compiled the Vedas, I am to be known by studies of the Vedas. Okay. Genius. That was 13. 14. Artistic. 15. Extremely clever. 16. Expert. 17. Grateful. As you are taking trouble, going all over Braj. Also, you are preaching the glories of Krishna all over the world. So Krishna is grateful. You will be appropriately rewarded by Krishna. He is not ungrateful. Eighteenth, firmly determined. 19th, an expert judge of time and circumstances. This is Krishna. 20th, sees and speaks on the authority of the Vedas or scriptures. 29th, pure. pavitram idam uttamam pavitram. Unless we are pavitra, pure, we cannot see Param Pavitra, Supreme, pure person, Krishna. 22nd, self-control. 23, steadfast. 24, forbearing. 25, forgiving. 26, grave. Is grave like anything. Radharani is also grave. Radha's 25 qualities have been described. We find them in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll read that list of 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani. We'll read them in Barsana. One of the qualities is she is very grave. 27, self-satisfied. 28, possessing equilibrium. 29, magnanimous. Especially when he appeared at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was most magnanimous. 30th, religious. He was personally practicing religion in Dwarka, all over. Heroic. Compassionate. That is why he comes from time to time. Sambhavami yuge yuge. Because of his compassion. And Radharani represents Krishna's compassionate nature. 33, respectful. Krishna even respects his devotees. He has so much respect for his devotees. If such devotees who are respected by Krishna are disrespected by us, then we are finished. That's called offending Vaishnavas. 34, gentle. He's very gentle. He's a gentleman. He's not a man, but he's very gentle. Gentle person. 35th, liberal. 36th, shy. This is also quality of Radharani. He's also shy. 37, the protector of the surrendered souls. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. I will liberate you. You just surrender unto me. Yoga kshema vahamyaham. I will supply whatever you need. I will protect whatever you have. 38, happy. He's always playing his flute. Is happy. 39, the well-wisher of devotees. Bhakta Vatsal. Dina Bandhu. 40th, controlled by love. That is Bhakta Vatsal. 41, all auspicious. 42, most powerful. He can lift Govardhan Hill and do so many things. Mayadhyakshena, I am the superintendent. I am controlling all the wanderings of all moving and non-moving beings, Krishna says. 43, all famous. He is famous on all the planets in all the universes. 44, popular. He is popular. 45th, partial to the devotees. 46th, very attractive to all women. You have to be woman to know this, realize this. 47th, all worshipable. Everyone is worshipping, serving him directly or indirectly. 48th, all opulent. 49, all honorable. 50th, the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has all these 50 transcendental qualities in fullness as deep as the ocean. In other words, the extent of His qualities is inconceivable. As parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, The individual living entities can also possess all these qualities in minute quantities, provided they become pure devotees of the Lord. In other words, all the above transcendental qualities can be present in the devotees in minute quantity, whereas the qualities in fullness are always present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Besides these, there are other transcendental qualities which are described by Lord Shiva to Parvati in Padma Purana. And in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in connection with the conversation between the deity of earth and the king of religion, Yamaraj, it is said therein, the persons who are desirous of becoming great personalities must be decorated with following qualities. And they are truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, perseverance, renunciation, peacefulness, simplicity, control of the senses, equilibrium of mind, austerity, equality, forbearance, placidity, learning, knowledge, detachment, opulence, chivalry, the influence, strength, memory, independence, tactfulness, luster, patience, kind-heartedness, ingenuity, gentility, mannerliness, determination, perfection of all knowledge, proper execution, possession of all objects of enjoyment, gravity, steadiness, faithfulness, fame, respectfulness, and lack of false egotism. The persons who are desiring to become great souls cannot be without any of the above qualities. So we can know for certain that these qualities are found in Krishna, the Supreme Soul. So these are some, is another list given from Bhagavatam of the qualities which living entities, the great souls, do possess, and Krishna naturally has all of these qualities in full. Besides all the above mentioned 50 qualities, Lord Krishna possesses 5 more, which are sometimes partially manifested in persons of Brahma or Shiva. These transcendental qualities are as follows. Changeless, that is 51, 52, all cognizant, 53, ever fresh, 54, Sachidanand, possessing an eternal blissful body, 55, possessing all mystic perfections. Krishna also possesses 5 other qualities which are manifest in body of Narayan, and they are listed as follows. Now 50 are found in everyone, living entity, Brahma, Shiva, Narayan, Krishna, and 5 additional qualities we just read, they are found in Brahma and Shiva, partially manifested, which are partially manifested in personality of Brahma and Shiva. Now there are 5 additional qualities which are manifest in body of Narayan, and they are listed as follows. 56, he has inconceivable potency. 57, untouchable universes generate, uncountable universes generate from his body. 58, he is original source of all incarnations. 59, he is giver of salvation to the enemies whom he kills. 60, he is the attractor of liberated souls. All these transcendental qualities are manifest wonderfully in personal features of Lord Krishna. Besides these 60 transcendental qualities, Krishna has 4 more which are not manifest even in Narayan form of Godhead, what to speak of the demigods or living entities. They are as follows. Please remember these 4 additional qualities which are not found in no one else. 61, he is performer of wonderful varieties of pastimes, especially his childhood pastimes, as Damodar. That is what makes this month special when to worship Damodar.
Leela Madhuri.
Leela Madhuri. 62. He is surrounded by the devotees endowed with wonderful love of Godhead.
Prema
Madhuri. Prema Madhuri. Leela Madhuri, Prema Madhuri. 63. He can attract all living entities all over the universe by playing on his flute.
Venu
Madhuri. Venu means flute. So that is Leela Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, Venu Madhuri. 64. He has a wonderful excellence of beauty which cannot be rivaled anywhere in the creation. Rupa Madhuri. Rupa, that is beauty. So, that is the Leela, frame, then Venu, the flute, and Rupa, the form. These are additional four qualities of Krishna. The Leelas of Krishna are unparalleled. His love for the living entities and living entities' love for Krishna is also matchless. And the Venu, the way he plays the flute, which goes all over the universe, and the birds are enjoying, the deer is enjoying, it breaks the meditation of the meditators, and even the demigods' wives, the denizens are, they begin talking immediately as soon as they hear the sound vibration of the flute. There are different kinds of flutes, called Bamsi, Venu, and Murali. So it's called Murali Dhar, Venu Dhar, Bamsi Dhar. So better, it's time to know Krishna. Knowing Krishna means what? Better to know how he looks like, his dress, different flutes, his friends, his habits, his likings, his dislikings. Where does he stay and what time does he get up and what is his occupation? What is his address? What are his different names? Why those names? Knowing Krishna means all this. So we are going all over Braj to know Krishna, to become familiar with Krishna. We had forgotten him since a long time. Adding to the list of these four exceptional qualities of Krishna, it is to be understood that the aggregate number of qualities of Krishna is 64. Srila Rupa Goswami has attempted to give evidences from various scriptures about all 64 qualities present in person of the Supreme Lord. And then in this chapter, one by one, Rupa Goswami describes each of those 64 qualities of Krishna. Some are described briefly, some have lengthy descriptions. So, it's a quite long chapter with maybe 20 pages or so. So you could sometimes go through all those qualities. Especially remember those additional four qualities, so that we will not get stuck with Narayan. We will not feel separation from Narayan otherwise.
Can you repeat the Sanskrit of this?
Yeah. Leela Madhurya. Prem Madhurya. Venu. 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 And Rup. Rup. Rup is form. Okay. Prasad Madhurya. Madhur.
27th of the 10th morning. When the come here.
Jai.
महारानी के समेता भक्त मंदिर की जाए, ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा की जाए, ब्रजमंडल की जाए, कृष्ण बलराम की जाए, गोमाता की जाए, नंदग्राम की जाए, नंद बाबा की जाए, विश्वधा मैया की जाए, गौर प्रेम नंद ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सन, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सन, ऑल ऑल such a natural setting for the class. Natural asan here. Nice place for you also. Nice. See the bulb. It's a floodlight. Focused on us. Fresh air, chirping birds around. And all this in Braj, and that too in Kamban. Everyone is happy. The birds are happy. Kamban is a bun where the desires of devotees are fulfilled here. So now for next 2 days you should make sure you're desiring the right thing. Fix up your desires. Decide what to desire. If you don't know, consult Shastras, Sadhus, Acharyas. They'll tell you what to desire. We don't even know that, what to desire. We need training in every field. So now, anyone hears me? Everyone is able to hear? Yes? Some don't want to hear. So yes. I can force everyone to hear it by using this. So we are doing our class here, morning class, and go for the breakfast. Is that okay? It's 8 o'clock. And our residence is about 2 to 3 kilometers from here. Am I right? So it's another half an hour to 45 minute walk to our destination, and the breakfast is already there. It's already there. So we'll spend half an hour 45 minutes here, and then another 45 minutes. So we'll take breakfast by 9:15, 9:30. Before 10 o'clock in any case, which is not too late on Brajamandal. Is 10 o'clock late? No. So, and then we go this way, we don't go back there. So those who want to have early start, don't walk back.
Well, better I won't tell you where to walk. Everyone doesn't know, so don't go back. That's the only thing that you keep in mind now. So, what this forest is, all around that you see, is this way, see, all around. This is called Gochar Bhumi. Krishna would come here with his friends and cows. Nandagram is not far from here. It is wrong time of the day, lot of fog around. Otherwise, now by looking that way about this tree, now you get a glimpse of Nandagram this side, and some distance to the left there is another hill, that is Bursana. So 10-15 kilometer distance from Nandagram, and Krishna would come here every day with parikrama, with padyatra. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. So in Gokul, Krishna is mostly spending his time with the parents and family members, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. First more time with the mother, and some more time with the father, then brother Balaram and few friends, you know, because it... So as he... then he begins crawling, and then he goes into the courtyard, and his activities, his movements are more or less limited to town Gokul and the... is playing in the courtyard, that is where the demons are coming, and the residence of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul is on the bank of Jamuna. So some pastimes like that. So there's a predominance of Vatsalya Bhav or parenthood in Gokul, and Krishna is just about to make some friendship with... Hey! Can someone watch this? So he's about to make some friends by going in a neighborhood and stealing a butter. For that he needed some friends. So there's a Vatsalya Vatsalya, and then some Sakya, he's entering his another relationship of having friends to play with. Now later on when they shifted from Gokul to Nandagram, then because he's spending more time outdoor, he's hardly at home. He leaves early morning, by this time he's already out with his cows and his friends, and they're going to different forests. They would come to Kamban also. So all day long there's a friendship, spending time with the friends. So Sakya Ras, or the friendship, is predominant in Krishna's pastimes after they shifted from Gokul to Nandagram. Then as Krishna grows in age, then he comes across Radhika. Between Barsana and Nandagram, there's a place called Sanket. And the early meetings between Radha and Krishna took place in that area. And then more and more gopis and gradually rasa dance and those confidential Madhuri Lila pastimes also take place. So there's a third relationship, the conjugal love affairs, Madhurya Leela pastimes. And that becomes predominant thing on Krishna's mind. The parents are there, Krishna did not forget them, or Krishna did not forget his coward boyfriends. But as he's growing, is thinking of more of Radha and gopis, and so that mood is predominant. Then all this time, of course, the Shantaras, the cows are also trying to express his love and affect, their love and affection towards Krishna. And the birds are chirping and they're trying to sing glories of Krishna. Other day we were reading in Krishna book that even clouds, they wanted to give shelter. They were working, acting like an umbrella. They were trying to serve Krishna and Balaram. And the water would be very anxious. Why is Krishna not coming to our kund? Why is going to the nearby lake? We are anxious here. We want Krishna to drink us. So water is also anxious to serve Krishna. The grass is very anxious. Why is Krishna walking in a nearby forest? What about when he's going to leave some dust of his lotus feet on our bodies? Or as Krishna is passing under some trees as we walk, sometimes shady trees on the roadside or along the sides of the roads. So when Krishna would walk like that on the road with his friends, then some trees would shower flowers. As he's going, trees are shaking, trees are moving. And there's a shower of flowers. So trees are very anxious to serve Krishna. The birds and the clouds and the water and the grass and the cows. Entire Braj is very, very anxious to serve Lord Krishna. So there is Shantara. So there are even they, so-called inert matter, is very anxious to serve Krishna. So sometimes Krishna would keep his foot on some rock and that rock would melt. Like this is what happened here. You see one rock and Krishna's footprint. Just by touch of Krishna's footprint, those rock would feel ecstasy. And would melt also, so that Krishna doesn't, there's no roughness. Otherwise rock is very rough. So the rock is becoming soft, like a dust. And so that Krishna feels, the gentle feeling, so that Krishna is satisfied. Or the rock is trying to kind of give massage, becoming cotton like a cushion under your Krishna's feet and melting. So this would also happen. Like other day we talked about the ornaments of Radha. She would go to Surya Khan to worship Surya, and she would take off her jewels and ornaments and place on a rock. And when she would pick them up, there are impressions, markings of those ornaments on those rocks. This would happen. So So far, footprints of Krishna goes so many footprints. This is just one footprint we are finding now. But while Krishna was on the planet, while Krishna was in Brajamandal 5,000 years ago, how many footprints? All day they're walking and going into, you know, from Nandagram they start their journey. As soon as Krishna is out of the door, there are footprints. All the way up to the forest, behind the cows and on the bank of Jamuna. Every day thousands of footprints. One such footprint a Akrura had come across. When he was coming from Mathura to Nandagram, on the way he saw footprint. And how to recognize footprint of Krishna?
By the markings.
By the markings. I'm sure some of you did not know or you had no answer, but Vishwambhara has the answer. By the markings you tell the difference between Krishna's footprint and ordinary footprint. If someone says, I am God, then you ask him, would like to see your, for show us your, give us darshan of your souls? Huh? No. Well, I'm showing pound, but I meant souls, right? So I'd like to see, you know, the markings on the soul. If you have them, then you are God. Otherwise, you are a dog. Get lost. So Krishna had these markings. So just by seeing those markings, one could tell the difference. So, entire Braj has been blessed by the footprints of Krishna. Lotus feet of Lord Krishna. He is here. On the different sides. Conchal, lotus, fish, trident, flag.
Umbrella.
Umbrella, moon. Jav.
Swastik. Jav.
Swastik. More than
Dhanush.
27?
Huh?
27?
Yeah, maybe 27, I think. I'm not very sure, but maybe. Or dusre bhi hota hai.
27 to fair hai.
Kalpa vriksh bhi hai. 27, not very sure, 27, I think.
The hand also. Krishna's hand and Radharani's hands. This is really getting closer to Krishna. Knowing Krishna in full details. So, cow herding of Krishna took place all over Vrindavan. Entire Braj. Braj means place where the cows are kept. That's a simple meaning. Place where cows are kept and maintained. That is Braj. It is Brajamandal. It is named after the cows.
I also have like this.
You also have markings like this?
No, I don't have on my hands, but I have the same picture like this.
Oh, okay. Otherwise,
we can't see it very good because I cut them out.
Okay, that's nice. So, Krishna, like in Madhuban, Krishna has to go herding the cows. Madhuban, Krishna Kund, remember? Used to come there.
Then Taliban,
Krishna used to go with his friends. Dhenukasura was killed there. Right?
Then
Krishna would go to Govardhan. Govardhan is a place for the coward pastimes, herding cows. Then he would come here, all over in this area. Then Kelanban, this is around Chirghat place, Chirghat. Krishna would go there with his friends. Last night we read in Krishna book, Krishna would go to Bhandirban, which is beyond Jamuna. It will take us 1 week to reach that point. We had to cross Jamuna. Bhandirban. And that day the children, they had not taken breakfast. They were all very hungry. So they all approached Krishna and Balaram and said, "We are hungry, do something." And Krishna suggested, "Yes, there's some sacrifice going on. The Brahmins are doing big yajna. You may go try, but don't ask in my name. You know, I'm not very famous. Ask the name of Balaram." So they tried, and these Brahmins were busy performing sacrifice. They had some dialogue, but then they ignored the children. They didn't pay any attention. The children came back disappointed. Then Krishna said, okay, now you go to the wives of these Brahmins. And when the coward boys went, and as soon as the wives heard that Krishna was in nearby forest, we were all lifelong. Seems like some forest Krishna would go very rarely or for first time, some remote corners. Yeah, all lifelong we were thinking of Krishna coming this way one day. Oh, if he has come, here we go. And they immediately filling up their baskets with fruits and offerings, and they're trying to run. And immediately everyone is trying to stop their husbands, their parents. No, don't go. But they don't care. They go in any case. Krishna has come, Krishna is wanting food. Sarva dharman parityaja. To listen to the family members, to listen to the advice of elders, that is dharma. But the love of gopis, elderly gopis or the younger gopis is lawless. They don't follow any law. Their love is called lawless love. They don't follow any mundane laws of love. They just want to love Krishna, that's all. They don't care who likes, who doesn't like it. So that was Bhandirban. So like that, there's another place where Krishna also would go with his cows and Balaram and friends. Can someone say which another spot we missed? Huh? Ramanreti. Where is Ramanreti? Krishna Balaram ki. Raman Reti. The Reti, the dust, blessed by the lotus feet of Raman. Radha Raman. And Krishna Balaram. So where Srila Prabhupada established this Krishna Balaram temple, that is also Gochar Bhumi. That is also a place where Krishna would go with his friends, playing and with his cows. And so like that, if we study Krishna's pastimes, now we'll realize that there's no corner of Braj where Krishna did not go to. with his cows and friends. They would go all over. And that time, 5,000 years ago, Vrindavan was not the way it is now. It was much different. It was much more glorious. Because Krishna personally was here. So Braj attains its full glory. Everything is green and very, very beautiful. Everything clean and it's entirely different altogether. Like other day we were reading that autumn, description of autumn. That was from Krishna's time. That gives us a glimpse. Nice lakes, lotus flowers, and lilies, and there are so many different birds and peacocks all over, and there's cows all over, the grass all over, forest more thick forest. When Brahma stole friends and the cows, the cows had entered some thick forest. Daytime is total darkness. That kind of forest. So it was much different. Govardhan was much taller at that time. And Jamuna, lots of water in Jamuna. Now the agricultural ministry, they have built so many dams and they divert the water for the wheat fields or mustard seeds are growing. But there is no water in Mathura for pilgrims to bathe. All water is going in Haryana, in UP, before it even comes to Mathura side, Vrindavan side. It is all sand here, there. But 5,000 years ago, Jamuna was full and clean water. And everyone, they're all taking milk products. So they're very healthy. Not like these days, not very healthy. And their brains were very fertile. And they were able to think. Fine. The thinking was fine. They could understand intricacies of Krishna consciousness and dealings and pastimes of Krishna. They're taking lots of milk products, butter and buttermilk. They would eat 5,000 years ago. So economically, it was much better state. Condition 5,000 years ago, nature was in its full bloom. And the religiosity, the topmost, Krishna consciousness was sort of full Golok here. So in every possible way, Vrindavan, while Krishna was on the planet, it was full of activities. Full of festivities. Some coward boy would stand here, never see Krishna going that way, or Krishna is climbing. Yes, yes, he's now coming this way. Let's wait here, Krishna is climbing. So they're seeing Krishna is climbing. They're waiting for him. And then in Kanban there's a place for sliding. We'll be going there tomorrow morning. You understand the slide? Stones. Like that. And you get there and... Everyone wants to do that tomorrow. Slide. So so they would all take turn, and then they would take bhojan near bhojan sthali. They'll make a circle. The Krishna and Balaram sitting in the middle. Krishna holding butter like that. So the butter is dropping. They're all sharing. They all want Krishna to eat something from their lunch packet. This would all happen. And they would steal lunch packets.
First they would give Krishna the lunch bag, and then they would eat it.
First they would hand it lunch packet to Krishna. That's Krishna consciousness, right? Thinking of Krishna first. That's what we do also every day. Once the cooking is ready, who eats first?
Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Sri Sri Nityananda Gaurasundara eat first, and then we all eat. And the coward boys would do the same thing. So, in every inch of Braj, there were pastimes of Krishna. No space, no room. No area, region. No, Krishna did not enter and did not have his pastime. Some pastime or the other. So there are unlimited pastimes and daily different variegatedness. Every day something different, something amazing, something wonderful. So those who are going out, they are never tired. Because they are expecting something new to happen. Something wonderful to happen. They're always excited. Excitement every day. They're all jubilant, enthusiastic, full of joy. So, and in this type of life, one could live. We are hearing about this. So we should not tell us all over now, it was 5,000 years ago. I'm so unfortunate that I missed the bus. I can't make it. No! We could make it. We could join such pastimes of Krishna. So the idea of doing this Brajamandal Parikrama, or joining Krishna consciousness, is, and hearing about Krishna is, to get attracted by this. If you like this, what we are talking about, if you are really attracted by this kind of life in a genuine manner, then one could live such a life. So there should be no lamentations. Oh, it's finished now, it's too late now, I can't make it now. Prabhupada said to us several times that try to finish business of becoming Krishna conscious in one lifetime. And towards the end of this life, you go join Krishna. So this is not something imaginary or just some kind of dream that never could come true. This could very much happen to you. You could very much enter the spiritual sky and be part of Krishna's eternal leela. That is what the Mahatma's great souls do. So we say Nitya Leela. Jai Om Nitya Leela Pravishtha Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya. Nitya Leela Pravishtha is someone who entered the eternal Leela of Krishna. So we are person, persons of Krishna. Eternal friends or servants or parents or conjugal lovers of Krishna. We don't know what we are, but we are somebody. We are somebody of Krishna. That is for sure. There's no one here who has no connection with Krishna. It never happens. Each one of us have connection. What is that connection? That is why we have to find that out. And that's why we are human form of life. And we are all connected with Krishna. We should be convinced of this. And we have to revive that, understand that connection. And we are so close. We are close to the lotus feet of Krishna. We are close to the lotus feet of Krishna. Now, that means Krishna, when Krishna went this way, we saw one footprint, so then he went this way. He went that way. He was here. Yes, I found Krishna. Yes, yes, he was just here. Just look at this footprint. This footprint is bringing us closer to Krishna. From here we could go find Krishna. Now we have seen the footprint of Krishna. Now we again get up and go find that Krishna. He will come one? The breakfast is so he went to take his breakfast, leaving his friends behind. He went there. Yeah, Sambha has some connection with Krishna. He's son of Krishna.
That's true.
Sambha is son of Krishna, so he knows. Yes?
Everybody is son of Krishna.
Everybody is son of Krishna. You're not son of your father? Huh? Bhadra's son? You're not Bhadra's son?
Krishna brought him here to take care of me.
Krishna brought Bhadra here to take care of me, he says. Good son. Nice to have a son like Vishwambar. If your son is not like Vishwambar, what good is that son or daughter? If you all, if you want to desire something, you could desire to have a son like Vishwambar. This is Kamban. Parents could desire. You would feel very proud to have a son like Vishwambar. Okay, so any other questions or comments?
ब्रजवासी भी कृष्ण के चरण चंदों को पहचानते थे जब काले बहन में कृष्ण चले गए थे तो अपशकुन हो रहे थे गज में बहुत से तो उनको शंका हुई कि कृष्ण खतरे में पड़ गए हैं तो उस समय शाम का समय था और लौट के आए नहीं थे बलराम जी गए नहीं थे उनके साथ में तो फिर कृष्ण के चरण चिन्हों को देखते हुए जो बालकों के चरण चिन्हों के बीच बीच में दिखाई दे रहे थे तो वो चिन्हों को पहचान करके ब्रजवासी भाग के जा रहे थे फिर काले गए तो वहाँ पर देखा तो सर्व की उसमें लिखते सर्व लिखता हुआ उनके
सर Kaliyadaha, the lake where Kaliya was residing. So when they heard, they were trying to go in that direction. So the only way to go there was they were seeing footprints. Otherwise they didn't know which way to go. They were seeing footprints and then trying to go that way.
They were not knowing Krishna in Kaliyadaha.
Yeah, they didn't know which
only Apshakun because of bad omens.
Some bad omens. There were some bad omens, so they thought there must be something wrong, some danger. So they were trying to go see Krishna, make sure he's safe. So that time they were trying to find him, and by seeing the footprint they were proceeding. But as they come there, they saw that bad omens were true.
because there was a trouble. It was a big trouble. He was caught by this big snake. So that is how you could find Krishna's whereabouts. So let us see whether we find any other footprints. Let's go in the direction of Kamba.
Gopi
used to think of the footprints, lotus feet of Krishna all day because they were very soft and they were saying that there are thorns all over Braj. Even 5,000 years ago there were thorns. So they are always thinking, oh, maybe these thorns are pricking. Maybe Krishna's feet are bleeding and there are blisters. They are thinking of that. That way they are thinking of Krishna's lotus feet all day. They are keeping in touch with Krishna.
And then in last 11, Krishna disappeared and they were searching. Then there was no light, darkness and very dense forest was there. Then they just came back because they thought that if they go in search of Krishna, then Krishna will go near a dense forest. So the lotus feet will be hurt by the forest, so they came back to the Yamuna bank of Yamuna. And they were just praying that please come back because your feet are very soft and our heart is feeling very much pain because your feet are very soft and we are going.
We don't want to miss him. Yeah, we don't want to miss Krishna. Okay, so we'll go in a minute. Well, he's with us also.
We just caught a glimpse of his feet. He must be in here somewhere.
So it is 8:40, 41.
But his lotus feet are found in the heart of devotees, so you have to...
We'll be there by 9:30 or even earlier.
Shredikan.
I saw at least one lotus flower. Are those all lotuses?
There's one
here. And there's another one there. And those leaves on the side? Isn't that lotus leaves?
Yeah, this is lotus over there. The beginning of it.
All those.
Is that a lotus right
there?
Yeah.
A few lotus flowers. Remnant lotus flowers. But one time this whole lake was filled with the lotuses and kadamba trees on the bank of this Kun. So there's one kadamba tree there right now. And the neem tree is here. Of this, not one of the most scenic locations. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur was performing his bhajan. We are at the bhajan kutir of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. He also is one of the leading Gaudiya Vaishnava
to begin with, he belonged to Sri Sampradaya of Ramanujacharya. He comes from Sri Rangam in South India. There was a time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India and he stayed at Sri Rangam for 4 months during Chaturmas. At the residence of Venkat Bhatt Goswami. Venkat Bhatt, not Goswami, Venkat Bhatt. Prabodhana Saraswati Thakur is brother of Venkat Bhatt. There were three brothers, so Venkat Bhatt and Prabodhanan. His earlier name was Gopal Guru. So they were residing at Sri Rangam and worshipping the deity of Lakshmi Narayan. So as they had association, this whole family and the township, and everyone was coming there for 4 months. This is a place also, Sri Rangam, where that Brahmin who hardly was able to read or pronounce Sanskrit properly, but he would do that religiously every day. And that reading, that Brahmin reading Bhagavad Gita, that also took place at Sri Rangam. You heard that? You have heard? Very often devotees quote that example. So the whole family was blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very close, intimate association. Now there is another person in this family, son of Venkat Bhatt, who later on became famous as Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So so later on when we go to Bail Bon, which I think is on 8th of November on the bank of Jamuna, where Lakshmi is performing austerities so that she would be able to enter Rasa dance. She is not qualified as yet. There will be reading a dialogue that took place between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkat Bhatt. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trying to convince how Krishna is supreme, even superior to Narayan. So Ramanujacharya followers, they worship Sri Sri Lakshmi Narayan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to establish that superior to this worship is worship of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So there's a very convincing dialogue that we will read in Bail Bon. So they all, Venkat Bhatt and his brother, who was Gopal Guru, then and then later on he becomes known as Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur, and Venkat Bhatt's son Gopal Bhatta Goswami, by association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they evolved in their consciousness. They were elevated, they were lifted from Lakshmi Narayan or Vaikuntha spirit to Golok spirit. There was further elevation in their consciousness. As especially this Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, at whose bhajan kutir we are sitting here, when he realized the difference between the worship that he was performing all life long, and then he comes in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he gets all these ecstatic emotions and very elevated, confidential, deep, grave subject matters,
And he you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is another scripture that Prabodhananda Saraswati compiled, he says, vanchitosmi, 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 na samshayaha. I have no doubt, it is beyond doubt now. I could say that vanchitosmi, I was cheated, I was very badly cheated. Worship that I had been doing,